We have several flea countermeasures, and the one I use most often is called the hacking procedure. In this procedure, the bitten dog drops his bottom side on the ground, or on the floor if he happens to be inside the house, which I was. Once he has achieved the hacking position, he selects one of his two hind legs for the job. I know this may sound complicated, but bear with me. He selects one of his two hind legs for the job. You're probably wondering why we use hind legs instead of front legs. Good question. The reason we used hind legs for this procedure is that front legs are just not capable of delivering a good, robust hack. Front paws are okay for your rubbing or scratching procedures, but fleas seldom respond to rubs or scratches. They have to be hacked. And that's a job for a huge, muscular hind leg, of which I had two. See, your hind legs are hinged in the middle, which means that with the proper training, an experienced dog can get just the right angle for his hack. I chose the left hind leg for this job. You're probably wondering why. Why the left and not the right? Great question, and here's the Scooby on that. In making our hack calculations, we follow a simple equation. You might want to make a note of this. Left ear, left hind leg. Right ear, right hind leg. That makes sense, doesn't it? If I had selected the right leg instead of the left, I would have found it difficult, maybe even impossible, to direct a lethal force of claws to the target area because I'm not sure why, actually, but it has something to do with some very complicated laws of physics, and we don't have time for that. Just take my word for it. You can't hack a left ear with a right leg. Okay, now let's put this all together and see how it works. Did you notice that I increased the velocity of my hack? I did. And you're probably wondering, huh? Slim was standing over me, glaring down with stern eyes. All at once, I became aware of several, quite a few, were those dog hairs floating in the atmosphere of the living room? Hank, I told you not to shed hair all over my pretty house. Well, yes, sure, but there was a reason for the hairs.